Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Volume.
All right, guys, today's brought to you by the Game Time app. Let's get to that before we get to Charles Du Bronx Oliveira.
The Game Time app is the world leader in last-minute ticket purchases, whether it be basketball, football, UFC, concerts, or comedy shows. It does not matter. The Game Time app has got you. All you got to do, download the Game Time app, use the promo code DCTV. We will give you $20 off of your very first purchase. So it don't matter where you are in the world, guys. New York City, Los Angeles, the beautiful Bay Area. Get out and do something fun and use the Game Time app to get it done. Last minute tickets, the Game Time app's got you. Also, use that promo code DCTV and we'll give you $20 off of your first purchase.
Daniel!
Every time somebody like Charles goes from where he was kind of up and down to the man, people say he was on steroids, right? So how good does it feel to like have that when it shows that you weren't on steroids? Because so many people said that.
Sabe o que é engraçado? Que geralmente quando o cara ganha um reconhecimento desse, vamos pensar, quando a pessoa vai de picos e vales na carreira e de repente dá aquela engrenada e tem um monte de vitória consecutiva, a primeira coisa que acontece é o quê? O pessoal questiona, ele está fazendo alguma coisa, ele está tomando alguma coisa. Então, pô, quão legal é receber esse reconhecimento tendo passado que você passou, porque as pessoas enchem o saco, fazem pergunta e acham que tem outra coisa por trás.
Com certeza, muito importante, faz parte daquilo que a gente falando, do legado, de tudo que a gente vai deixar. Isso é muito importante para mim, receber isso nesse momento agora, foi muito importante para mim receber, mostrar que eu venho sendo olímpico todas as vezes, agora ele falou 8 anos trabalhando em busca de um sonho, aconteceu.
Of course, it's so important that we always talk about the fact that we want to leave a legacy. So this is proof that you want to, that the work that we put in, and as it was mentioned when the jacket was handed to me, 8-9 years doing this, and always clean and always doing this. So it's the legacy we want to.
People don't want to believe in the impossible, right? Like what he did was kind of impossible. Go from being up and down to becoming the champion.
As pessoas não querem acreditar no impossível. Você veio de altos e baixos e você se transformou na pessoa que você se transformou. As pessoas não querem acreditar.
Essa é real. As pessoas, na realidade, elas não querem trabalhar para poder fazer acontecer. Então, eles simplesmente eles querem julgar, querem colocar você para baixo de alguma forma. Mas eu não. Eu acreditei no sonho, eu acreditei no trabalho e acreditei que seria possível.
For real, people they don't want to work.
Yeah.
They don't want to put in the work. They don't want to. They want to judge. They want to judge you. And that's why they don't understand. They want to put you down. They want to put you down the dumps. And I put the work in, and I got where I got to.
So I saw this dude's house. Where in the fuck is that in Brazil? Like seriously, like where the fuck does this guy live in Brazil? Like somebody got to tell me where this dude lives at in Brazil.
Cara, eu vi a tua casa. A pergunta, tradução literal, onde caralho é a sua casa? Que é uma, eu nunca vi uma casa dessa. Onde é que você mora? Onde que é a casa que eu vi em redes sociais?
Eu moro no Guarujá, agora eu moro num condomínio fechado, no Acapulco. Deus me abençoou e eu pude ter essa casa que você está vendo, que você está falando. Ah, foi a realização de um sonho, poder chegar num algo que eu nunca pensei na minha vida que iria chegar.
It was in Guarujá, actually, Brazil Beach area in the state of São Paulo. It's actually in a gated community in a condo called Acapulco. It's a place I've always wanted to, something I've always wanted. God has blessed me. It's a place that I've always wanted to be in my life, in the moment in my life. I've worked for it, and I'm very happy.
You know, Charles Oliveira is like, he personifies that Brazilian fighting spirit. And even now as not the champion, when we were in Brazil in January, he did an appearance. So many people. What does that mean to him to not only represent the country in the way that he does, but to get that love back from the people? Because it looked insane watching him walk through that mall, or at least trying to walk through that mall. So it's like, this was like when the Dream Team went to playing the Olympic Games. This wasn't normal for a mixed martial arts fighter.
Olha, você, muita gente, você não só isso, mas as pessoas também consideram você como uma representação do espírito do lutador brasileiro. Mas você, não, mesmo não sendo mais campeão, você, a gente viu você no 283 no Rio de Janeiro, você estava num shopping, é isso? Você foi fazer uma aparição no shopping e a gente viu as cenas das pessoas, não dava para andar, você simplesmente lotou, as pessoas ficaram malucas contigo. Ou seja, como é que é não só você só representar o país como você representa, a gente sabe que você representa bem, e o espírito lutador, mas também ter esse amor da galera. Você tem esse reconhecimento que o povo tem e por tudo que você fez, Otávio.
Olha, de verdade, feliz demais por tudo que vem acontecendo. Não é só no Brasil. Na Austrália a gente estava acontecendo a mesma coisa. Em Abu Dhabi a gente estava acontecendo a mesma coisa. Nos Estados Unidos a gente estava, acontece a mesma coisa. Hoje, graças a Deus, o Charles não é só mais um lutador brasileiro, é um Charles mundial. Todos os lugares que a gente passa é dessa forma. Então, a gente tem que ter a cabeça muito boa para a gente manter o nosso pé no chão, saber de onde que a gente saiu, até onde que a gente está e quer chegar. Mas eu estou muito feliz de verdade.
So much gratitude and so happy. And you know, this obviously because of this happening, but it's not just in Brazil. We went to Australia, the same thing happened. We went to Abu Dhabi, the same thing happened. When it comes to the United States, we go to malls, it happens as well. So, you know, Charles is not just a Brazilian fighter now. It's a global fighter that everybody, and we always have to be very focused, not that like getting into our heads. But I'm so happy that this happens everywhere we go.
Let's go back to Abu Dhabi, right? The fight with Makhachev. You start off in the first round, he takes you down, and it was a competitive first round on the ground. You took no damage. Where do you think it kind of turned for you? And what have you done to improve to make sure that you don't make the mistakes that you made in that fight this weekend against Benil Dariush?
Vamos voltar para Abu Dhabi. O que aconteceu? A luta começou, você, ao cair no chão, você ainda foi uma luta competitiva. As coisas não estavam como estavam até o final da luta. As coisas pareciam que estavam parelhas até ali. Aí perdeu-se a mão da luta. Como é que você faz para isso não acontecer de novo aqui contra o Benil Dariush? Quer te colocar no chão?
Olha, de verdade, lutas são lutas, momentos são momentos. Lá em Abu Dhabi eu não estava lá, não era eu. E hoje é o novo Charles. O Charles com 6 de vitória. O Charles que tem um sonho de se tornar campeão mais uma vez. O Charles que está pronto para fazer história.
Every fight is a different fight. That fight was not me because I wasn't there. This is a different fight. This is a fight that of a Charles that's ready, right? That's hungry, Charles that's that's eager, and they want to make things happen to be a champion again.
Why was he not there, right? In those big moments, right? As a guy that was a champion, that fought at the highest level, you gotta be there in those moments. Like, why was he not there in that fight?
Por que você não estava lá? Um cara que já lutou por tantos momentos espetaculares, momentos grandes, grandiosos, enormes para você, foi campeão. Você tem que estar lá naquele momento. Por que você não estava lá? O que aconteceu?
Eu não sei dizer. Eu não sei dizer. Você já me acompanhou várias vezes, você me viu várias lutas. Eu não estava lá. Eu não sei dizer. Já parei, eu fiquei 3 meses para pensar por que eu não estava lá. Eu não estava lá.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what happened. You've seen so many of my fights. You've seen my career. I wasn't there. I stopped for 3 months, stepped back, and tried to understand why was I not there. I was not there. I have no reason.
Ele merece todo o respeito do mundo, ele é um grande lutador, ele é um grande campeão, mas eu não lutei, eu não estava lá.
He deserves all the respect in the world, He's a great fighter, a great champion.
Yeah.
But I was not there. I didn't fight. I wasn't there.
Was he ever able to find the answer in that time where he's soul searching to figure it out? Did he find that answer to try to ensure that, you know, when we end that this weekend, you don't start to feel the same things?
E nesse período que você conseguiu descansar, esses três meses que você ficou pensando, você chegou próximo de uma resposta, você conseguiu entender o porquê, justamente para não acontecer, não. Você não quer. Por que que você sentiu isso?
Simplesmente eu não estava lá. Tipo, já, o que passou, passou. A gente tem que ir pensando na frente. Eu tô pensando na frente agora. Essa já foi. Vamos para a próxima, sabe? Tipo, tem uma música no Brasil que fala assim, vamos para a próxima, porque a próxima, depois da próxima, já é a próxima, sabe? Então, tipo, eu tô nesse time. Vamos para a próxima é agora. Sabe? Bem, Deus.
There's no point of looking back right
yeah.
now. There's no... This is the... It's gone. What passed is past, mm-hmm. like you say in Brazil. We can't be worried about what happened because we have to look in mm-hmm. into what's next. There's a song in Brazil that says, you know, let's go to the next one because after the next one is the one for the next one.
Yeah, don't linger.
It just keeps on going. So you need to worry about the next mm-hmm. challenge that you have.
So you got Benil Dariush in front of you. He says, today I saw him state that he feels he does everything better than Makhachev. What do you see in Benil Dariush?
Benil Dariush para a tua frente. Hoje ele falou numa entrevista aí que ele acha que ele faz tudo melhor que o Islam Makhachev. O que que você acha, Benil Dariush?
Acho que ele é um grande lutador, merece o respeito dele, né? Porém, eu não estou preocupado com o que ele vai trazer, mas sim com aquilo que eu vou jogar. Um Charles agressivo, um Charles pronto para vencer, um Charles que vai sair com o braço levantado.
We can say, well, we want to say in the sense that I respect him a lot. Again, I have all the respect for him. But sincerely, it doesn't matter what he thinks or he wants to say. What matters is Charles, the Charles that what's gonna, not what he's going to bring to the table, what I'm going to take to him. Aggressive, hungry,
yes.
And someone that's going to come out with his hand raised afterwards.
And that's the style that makes you so fun, right? No matter what happens, you continue to march guys down. Do you still fight him in that same way? Do you pressure him? Because he's a guy that has been willing to trade in those exchanges, and as time has shown, with some really high-level strikers, Dustin Poirier, Michael Chandler, Justin Gaethje, when they fight you in that way, they don't tend to hold up very well because of your pressure and your power.
E esse teu estilo de luta agressivo, sempre indo pra frente, é aquilo que torna você um cara tão divertido que a gente gosta tanto de ver. Ele falou que não vai ter medo de ir pra frente. E ele é o estilo de luta dele, recentemente, tem sido ir pra frente. Agora, todos os caras com quem você lutou, que gostam de ir pra frente, gostam de tentar contra-atacar você indo pra frente, falou Dustin Poirier, Justin Gaethje, Michael Chandler, não deu muito certo pra eles. Como é que funciona com o Danilo?
Daniel é um cara que anda pra frente, ele começa a luta quente, eu começo mais devagar e vou crescendo. Então essa é uma grande luta, são duas carreiras andando pra frente. Eu vou vencer, eu tô focado nisso, eu tô com esse espírito, sabe? Acendeu de volta, eu tô pronto pra isso.
He's a guy that likes to press forward. He likes to start up hot. And yeah. then I'm a guy that likes to warm up and get to my fight. Listen, it's two trucks just going at each other. I'm ready. This flame has rekindled. And it's mm-hmm. I think it's back at it. I'm ready for it.
I was going to ask him that. Like, I saw something he said. He's ready to get his belt back. Before a guy that has done what Charles Oliveira has done, it really is astounding. I took a picture of this. I want you to read this to him as I say him. But Charles Oliveira is now, and I don't know, let me make sure this microphone's still working. Charles Oliveira is 12-2 since he returned to lightweight. Charles Oliveira has 19 stoppages. That's the most in the company's history. Tell him that.
Vamos lá. Vamos falar de algumas coisas que eu vi umas estatísticas aqui. Então aqui eu gostaria de ler para você o que está aqui. Você está 12-2 desde que você veio para a divisão. 12 vitórias e 2 derrotas. Você teve 19?
Yep, 19.
19
most vezes. In the company's history.
Na história da organização.
Most stoppages.
É que pararam a luta, obviamente. Você fez a luta parar, não chegou até o final, mais do que ninguém na história da organização.
More submissions than anybody with 16.
Mais finalização do que todo mundo sabe na história, 16.
Most submissions in lightweight history. Most submissions in featherweight history.
Na divisão e também peso pena também. Duas.
Dude, 21 victories, fifth most in the UFC history. Second most wins in lightweight history. Like, this guy has done just about everything. What is the thing that motivates him to continue to perform at this level and get up in the morning when in reality he's sleeping on some pretty comfortable sheets right now, right? He's living the life. What gets a guy like this up every day to come out here and fight the most dangerous men in the world? Is it just that championship?
E mais é porque a conversa começou com uma coisa que foi mencionada, que ele disse assim, eu escutei em umas entrevistas, falou assim, eu tenho que pegar esse cinturão de novo, tá? Então vamos voltar. É, quinto com mais vitórias na história, você é segundo na divisão, um cara que já teve de tudo, ou tudo que você conseguiu e conquistou. Depois de tudo isso, você, a gente viu que o lençol que você está dormindo é dos melhores possíveis hoje. Você está dormindo tranquilo, o que faz você levantar dessa cama maravilhosa que você tem todos os dias para trabalhar e para pegar de novo? O que te faz querer de novo isso que você já conquistou e tantas outras pessoas?
De verdade, o foco. Esse é só o começo da minha história, da minha vida. Tem muita coisa para acontecer, sabe? Eu tô focado, eu vou fazer acontecer, eu vou executar, eu vou ter muita fé. Eu tô pronto para isso de novo, sabe? Eu quero de novo ser campeão.
All in all, it's focus.
Yeah.
Focus. Focus. I want this to happen. I'm prepared. I'm ready. It's focus. This is just the beginning of my story in the UFC. I just want more. And I'm very ready for it.
He has reset the career before, right? He has done it before. I am certain he can do it again. How does he see the fight playing out this weekend?
Você tá de novo reiniciando a carreira. Você já fez isso antes. A gente viu você simplesmente apertar o reset, botar o reset na sua carreira. Você simplesmente começou do... Ou seja, o que vai acontecer sábado?
Vou vencer o Benelius. Eu não sei como, mas eu vou vencer. Meu braço vai ser levantado e essa luta não vai pra decisão. E aí, vencendo ele, eu sou o próximo da fila de novo pelo título.
I'm going to be Benil Dariush. I don't know how it's going to happen. It's not going to go to decision. I'm going to finish this fight. Then I come out with my arm raised. And afterwards, I'm in line. I'm next for the title.
Yeah. What about the BMF title? That's about the BMF title.
Like,
they say, like, what do you think about this? Like, that if he wins, some people are saying that he might need another one, that those guys may get the title fight. Like, what does he think about that?
É, porque tem gente que ainda acha que é pequena, que se você vencer, você ainda tem que ganhar de alguém de novo para enfrentar o Islam. O que você acha?
Olha, sei lá, eu tô aqui pra lutar, pra fazer história. Esse título, né, que vai lutar o Dustin Poirier contra o Dustin Gates, é um grande título, uma grande luta, né? Quem sabe o vencedor também pode lutar comigo por esse título também, isso é algo que eu quero também, né? Eu quero fazer história, quero deixar um legado, mas o meu foco completamente é o título, né? O campeão se chama Islam Makhachev, esse cara que tá com o cinturão, então é essa luta que eu quero.
I mean, who knows, right? Listen, they can fight for it, maybe, if they fight for it. I can fight for that title, why not, down the line, to fight for the BMF. It's going to be two great fighters, but I'm the next one. We know that the name of the champion right now is Islam Makhachev, and I want that title.
Yeah, you remember for a while you said, I'm the champion is Charles Oliveira. Yeah. That was like my favorite line in the history of the sport. Charles. Thank you for checking in, man. I appreciate you as always.
Thanks so
guys,
much.
Make sure you watch Charles Oliveira, the co-main event of UFC 289 this weekend live from Vancouver, Canada, as this man tries to work his way back to a UFC championship opportunity. Like, subscribe, and make sure you tell your friend. Tell a friend that DC's got a YouTube channel. Thank you. See you next time.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.